Hello.
Oh, hi, Miles. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Oh, good. Hi, this is Tina from Local Splash, and I was following up regarding your account.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be calling in maybe tomorrow or the day after to make that payment of $123, $129, whatever it is.
Okay. So we'll have to reactivate the account at that time because it did cancel due to the failed payment. So right now the site is having a little orange banner at the top, but the tracking number has been deactivated. So after you make the payment tomorrow, I'll see if we can get the same tracking number. If we lost it, we'll just try to get you another one, okay?
What's the tracking number?
So let me just make sure, because I saw CT removed on your notes. So when people call your company on your Google, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, all the directories, there's a phone number of 803-991-4400. And when people call that number, it forwards over to your number. But because the account canceled, that number has been removed. I don't know if we can achieve that same number when we get you reactivated tomorrow, but what we absolutely can do is get you a new one and then publish it on everything if we've lost this number.
I don't even need that number. I have a number. It's what I've been trying to say. Like, why do I even have that Google number if they can just call the number that's on there?
You don't have to have it. You could actually have your own phone number published. It's a little thing that's like a $300 upsell they give to some of our existing clients. It looks like they gave it to you at no cost. But the reason people like it is it helps track the calls coming in through the campaign, but also it eliminates spam callers. Because at the beginning of the greeting, there's a little press one, press two option. Like, thank you for calling MGC Electric. If you're a new client, press one. If you're an existing client, press two. All of those presses will come directly to you. But what it does is if it's a spam call, usually those are computer generated. So they can't press one or two, right? So those calls will fall off. And when a call comes in through the number, you actually have a live person on the other line. But what number would you like to promote when this reactivates?
It don't matter whether I had that one or not.
Do you want them to call this number, the one ending in 2552, or is there another number that you'd like them?
They can call my actual work phone. Like, to me, I didn't ever see the point of them dialing that number because they'll always be like, hey, what they used to say? What is my number? Like, they'll call that number, but I'll tell them, hey, but my number is 803-297-2552. But they're seeing that 944440 number, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's the reason why some people don't like the tracking is because let's say that you tell someone, sure, I can come out and give you an estimate today. Can you please text me your address? Sometimes people don't like to give them, oh, but hold on, don't text this number, text a different number. But you know what I mean? So, So I'll do that. Once we get the payment tomorrow, I'll tell them to remove the call tracking, and then they'll put your number on everything. That way, moving forward, people will call your number directly, okay?
Is call tracking cheaper?
It's not cheaper. It's actually more expensive. Like I said, it's usually a $300 upsell for our existing clients, but they rolled it into your package at no additional cost. So obviously, if we reinstate it, they're not going to charge you anything to reinstate it, but it's usually extra to put that on there. But my concern with your listing right now is that on everything that's published for your business right now, it's that call tracking number that's been deactivated. And so that's why tomorrow when we get the payment up to speed, whether you want that number or not. I want to update everything to the number that we're promoting. That way people can call you. Because if people see you on the first page right now and they try to call you, they can't get through. It's going to go to a number that's not working anymore. And I can't fix it when the account's in the status because the technicians won't do any type of updates or programming while the account's in the status.
Yeah.
If you like, Miles, one thing I could do for you is I could update your credit card information now and just charge it tomorrow. Do you think that would work?
And it'll come back on?
So it doesn't come back on until tomorrow when we charge it, but that way, just in case you're out in the field and you miss the call, it doesn't get held up any longer. Because I see you and I spoke, I think, all the way back on December 22nd, and you said, oh, I'm going to take care of it on Monday. And then when I called you on Monday, I got a voicemail, and then I left you another voicemail, I think, yesterday. So just in case that happens, I can at least process the payment tomorrow, and then you're good to go.
I'm going to just wait on this to come through. And I got a question. What's the point of Google Ads? Like, what's the point of them?
So the Google ads are very, very expensive. They're usually more conducive to a large corporation that has tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. But the benefit to the Google ads is you can run them wherever you like. So let's say, just for example, that I'm in Los Angeles, California, but I want to target Beverly Hills and Hollywood, right? Because I know that those are high-end areas. I can't do that with just the local map on Google because that would be tied into my address in Los Angeles. But with the paid ads, you can run them wherever you like. But the downside is, you know, let's say you gave us $300 to run pay-per-click ads, and let's say the pay-per-click rate was $30 a click. After only 10 people click on it, you'll rotate off and someone else will rotate on.
So it's not good unless you got
It's got a benefit. It depends on are you liking where you're targeting now and the phone calls that you're getting from Google, or are you wanting to expand that a little bit?
I think I more so want to be in the industrial area. Like if an industrial park calls and they look up an electrician, you know that's where the money would be at as far as. But it don't matter to me because it's still busy as it is now. So
yeah, we have a minimum requirement of $300 to run Google Ads. So if you ever wanted to try them, it would just increase your subscription to $429 monthly. So they would put that $300 on top of the $129 that you pay us now. But you're absolutely right. With the $129 that you pay us now, you're getting good results. You know, you've been found 13,658 times on the first page, and you've had 308 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. So I'll make a note on here to call you tomorrow, and then we'll get this squared away, okay?
And how much it is? 120?
129. Now, here's why the program canceled. It was to prevent today's billing because you were past due from December 12th at 129. Had it not canceled, it would have reoccurred to 258 today. So the system canceled it, and once we get that past due payment, I can push your next payment out 30 days. So if you pay tomorrow, you'll be paid in full all the way till February 13th.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. What was that? I'm sorry.
I'll be making it tomorrow.
Okay, I'll give you a buzz just in case, and you want to reach me. I'm at extension 777, so you've gotten some notifications from me already. But if you put in extension 777, you can get directly to my desk. So if I don't hear from you, I'll call you maybe tomorrow at the same time, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome, Miles. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.